And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night on the West Coast till 10 p.m., on the East Coast till 1 a.m., and our number is 855-507-445, and with me is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, and we've been talking with Dean about Dr. Phil, and this unfortunate tweet that he sent out today, Dean, having to do with... I guess you could call it a controversial tweet. That was what it was described as, at least in one of the news stories. And there were quite a few people that responded to it in sarcastic, humorous, or angry ways. One of them, Rob Delaney, who's a stand-up comic, Andy Levy.
I'm familiar with all of those people, as I know you are, Phil, and the first thing that's going to come out of the mouth of a Rob Delaney or an Andy Levy is something that's going to be self-servingly, whimsical, I suppose, in their mind. But I don't have anything against those two gentlemen. But I really, really have to protest at the knee-jerk reaction to Dr. Phil, and I think that he hasn't been given the benefit of the doubt. I think that this is a man that has helped an awful lot of people.
Let me get back to the tweet itself for people that missed what it is we're talking about. Dr. Phil tweeted this today. I'm putting on me reading glasses. And Twitter people just were all over him. He asked the question, if a girl is drunk, is it okay to have sex with her? Answer yes or no, please. Dr. Phil, if a girl is drunk, is it okay to have sex with her? Reply yes or no to Dr. Phil. And Andy Levy responded, are you asking for a friend? And Rob Delaney with, aren't you married?
That's what those people are going to do. They have careers to promote, and they will promote them at the expense of another man's reputation.
But that's what they do for a living, as you said. And what I want to get to the heart and soul here of this discussion is not so much how stand-up comics or humorists or whoever responded to this, but is it, what kind of a tweet is that? What kind of a thing is that to say for a man like Dr. Phil, who has the faith and trust of so many?
Well, I don't think there is, as I said, Phil, Dr. Phil McGraw has been a man that I would say the majority of people and very prominent people have trusted and have believed is working from a good professional base. I don't think you automatically assume that makes him God, and I think that we all have to be adults. If Dr. Phil, in a relationship with the people that watch him on television, in a relationship with the people that he has talked to and has helped over the years, if he says to them, I have a question now. I have something that I'd like to know the answer to. This is a symbiotic relationship. This is a two-way street. This is me giving you advice, and I understand that I cannot be. And again, I guess I'm putting words into Dr. Phil's mouth.
So you're saying that he is asking this question in the spirit of, I give you advice, and sometimes you give me advice.
Well, I think so. I think, to put it simply, yes. I think what's going on here, very, very simply, is a question he's asking to show the people that have watched him and have listened to him and have purchased his books and so forth, I'm a human too, and I have questions, and I have confusions. And look at Phil. The reason why I wanted to sound off on this is because I think Dr. Phil has helped me a great deal. I've taken his advice. I have spoken to him directly on a number of occasions.
Whereabouts?
Well, just on the phone and through people that we know, mutual acquaintances. I asked him about a number of things having to do with my life, marriage, and so forth. And I think he's done nothing but great work. And so if he asks an honest question and we respond to his question with insult and with insult and with innuendo and inference, I think we're doing a great, great disservice.
All right, we're talking here with Dean Wheeler from Northern California Holistic Center about Dr. Phil McGraw and a tweet that went out today on his Twitter, Dr. Phil McGraw's Twitter account, which was, is it okay if a girl is drunk, is it okay to have sex with her? Reply yes or no to Dr. Phil. If a girl is drunk, is it okay to have sex with her? Number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Now, I want to ask you this. What kind of a question is that for a doctor of Dr. Phil McGraw's, at least, reputation? What kind of a question is that for him to ask?
In what sense?
Well, in the sense that he would need advice.
Well, I'm not saying that this is a question where he's saying, I need advice because I'm about to engage in this activity. He's a married man. So I would assume he's asking this question because, in general terms, he wants to know what people think. What people think, because I think he has himself. I think he may have this question come up in his practice. He may have this question come up when it comes to young sons that he may have. I don't know the actual family makeup of Dr. Phil, but he may have nephews, he may have sons, he may have grandsons. And so that, it's a question they may ask him. It may come up in his practice, as I said. And I don't know what is going on with his marriage. And I don't know, I would be loath to think that Dr. Phil is, or he and his wife have an open marriage. I doubt seriously that's the case, but whatever it may be, if it's an honestly asked question.
Yeah, but I'm asking this. If, let's say, all of those things are true, why wouldn't he already know the answer to that?
Well, I think we have a tendency to make him into a god. I think we've done this with all of the psychologists that we've listened to on the radio as Americans. We've done this with I can go back all the way back to, back into ancient history almost to the days of Tony Grant, you know, when we didn't even know what a radio psychologist was. The whole idea of it was a little embarrassing and going on the radio and talking about your problems like that. But since that time, since those early dark days, we've had Tony Grand, and we've had Barbara DeAngelis, and we've had David Viscott, and Laura Schlesinger, and now we have, of course, Dr. Phil. And I think it's a question that, you know, we tend to
See, my question is the following. Why wouldn't he know the answer to that?
Because I think, Phil, that they don't have all the answers. And I think that psychologists, we have a tendency to deify them and to make them into people that are godlike. And I don't think they're godlike. I think the way a lot of people think. I think they're just people. And as people, they don't have all the answers. And I think this is a very honest place that he's coming from, and he's asking us, hey, will you guys help me with this? Because I'd like to know what the answer is.
All right, Dean Wheeler joining us here on the Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Phil McGraw, as he tweeted out today on Twitter, the following question, which was, is it okay to have sex with a girl that is drunk? Is it okay to have sex with a girl that is drunk? And, reply yes or no at Dr. Phil. It seemed like a pretty weird question for a guy like Dr. Phil to ask, and he took no end of crap for it on Twitter. All right, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll get back to Dean Wheeler on number 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. World-famous Phil Hendry Show coming right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show at 855-500-7445, talking here with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center here about the tweet from Dr. Phil McGraw, whereby he was asking the question, is it okay to have sex with a girl that is drunk? And we're talking with him about the propriety of this. Dean is a big supporter of the good doctors. He is a big supporter of Dr. McGraw's, not only his television program, but his books and his tapes and his discs and everything else. Because you've had personal experience with how helpful the man is. Here's my other question for you, Dean. It's really a simple question, and it has more to do with the question itself, and that is, why would that take a psychologist? Why would that take a professional for the average man to go to answer?
Well, say that again, Phil, because...
Why would a man even need professional assistance in answering a question like that?
I don't know the answer to that from your standpoint. I suppose what you're telling me is you have an automatic answer for that.
I do, yes.
Well, would you mind telling us?
It would be a no.
It would be a no. What if she said, yes, didn't you...
Look, I think that if we're talking about a girl that you just are taken out on a date, and it's the first time you've been with her, and this is your first contact with her, and you don't know each other, and you don't live with her, and, you know...
Well, okay, so look, see, all of a sudden you're putting all kinds of provisos on it.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that as a rule, it's not a good idea.
All right, I heard you... Well, do you mind me bringing up something, Phil, that you talked about on your show once?
I talked about on my show.
Yes, you said that with your ex-wife, you and she both had been drinking, and you mentioned a spell of lovemaking.
All right, I would rather you not. I tell you what, if it's something out of my own life, I'd like to talk about it myself.
Well, that's fine, but I think you answered in the affirmative.
Okay, that's someone that you're married to. That's somebody who you know. That's someone who you're familiar with. That's someone who, and I think I said I was in similar shape, right?
Yes, you did.
I think that I'm going to make a leap of faith here and say that Dr. McGraw is talking about a woman that you just met or that you're out on a date with for the first time and that you are looking to be the perfect gentleman around. I don't know how many guys know what that means, but, you know.
What does that mean? You don't know how many guys know what that means. See, I think that bespeaks a bit of a negative opinion about your fellow males.
No, it doesn't bespeak a negative. I just know what guys, I know what some guys have done, you know, and I know how stupid some guys are, and I know how some guys are always looking for an excuse to basically sexually assault a woman, and then they say later on it's their fault. Look, there are guys out there in our world that are, mentally they're rapists, and they will come up with any excuse they can to have sex with a woman, even if it's against her will.
What does that mean, that they're raping? I mean,
That's reality, man. That's reality.
Well, all right. I don't live in that reality, Phil. I try to give people the benefit of the doubt, okay?
I'm trying to give the benefit. Well, all I'm saying is, all right, so we're talking here with Dean Wheeler.
Well, don't, please don't stop and then talk to the audience like I'm a four-year-old and, okay, let me just hold on for a minute, Junior. And
I'm not saying you're a four-year-old. I got to tell the audience where we're at and who we are.
All right, but please don't pretend like I'm not here, okay? That's all I'm asking.
I promise you I won't. I'm not trying to do that, Dean. I'm sorry. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445. And we're talking about a tweet that Dr. Phil McGraw sent today on Twitter, or tweeted, or sent out. I don't know. Our social, we don't really have a social media director here on the show. Who's the closest one?
Well, Bud and I always talk about it, and Margaret's probably better.
Well, yes, I'm probably better at talking about it, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I would say that when you tweet it out, or you push it out. You push it out.
Yeah, but why are you doing that with him?
Yeah, you're moving your hips.
I'm moving my hips as...
Well, you were moving your hips.
I was moving my hips because the instinct when you tweet something out, it's almost as if you are thrusting. Yes. Don't read anything into it, please.
Well, I'm just trying to say.
I don't know about the thrusting of the hips, Phil, but I think tweet it out is fine. I don't know that you want to get bogged down.
Yeah, you're right. I don't. But today it was Dr. Phil tweeting out the tweet that was the following tweet. It was, is it okay to have sex with a girl if she's drunk? Please respond to Dr. Phil. Now, I've given you my opinion, and my opinion as a rule is no, because I believe that he's talking about a date. I don't think he's talking about a marriage. I don't think he's talking about a relationship. I believe that I have to believe he's talking about a date here. Would you agree with that, Dean?
I don't know. What I'm saying, Phil, is this. I think that Dr. Phil is expected to be God. I think we expect these psychologists to be godlike. I think we expect them to be some sorts of oracles, such as the ancient Oracle of Delphi, where people went and got information from them to live their lives. And I don't think that that's what psychologists are. And I think that what's wrong with him asking an honest question?
All right, so in other words, he doesn't know the answer to that, and he's looking to get some information.
I think so. And what's happened is because he has shown vulnerability and because he has shown a tendency to have a real question about something, what's happened is people are mocking him, and they are making fun of him, and they're, I just think it is childish. I think it bespeaks something in our culture that is very, very wrong.
All right. Our number, 855-500-7445. You know, Dean, one would expect, I would expect, and I'll just speak for myself, I would expect that a psychologist, a behaviorist, whatever Dr. Phil is, I don't even know what his what is his specialty.
I think he's a psychologist, yes.
Well, he's a psychologist. I think he's an internist. I really think he's a medical doctor.
Yeah, he's a medical. He's a psychologist, but a medical.
Well, what does that mean, he's a psychologist, but a medical?
He has a degree in both.
Well, I don't think he, no.
He's only an internist?
I think he's only an internist who, like Dr. Laura, is good at doing a psychology kind of thing, is my question, or is my comment, at least.
All right, so in any event, the tweet was, is it okay to have sex with a girl who is drunk, reply to Dr. Phil. Now, my response has been, I don't think that it is. I think that she is, again, if she's a woman that you're just out on a date with, I think it's wrong. Now, I got an answer to that. Dr. Phil, he doesn't know, according to you. He's looking for an answer as a quid pro quo with his audience. I find that to be a little odd because as a doctor...
Well, hold on for a minute. I just said he's an internist. If he's an internist and his specialty is internal, internal medicine, that means what's wrong with you in the internal, with your organs, okay?
Oh, no, I understand. So that would make more sense.
Exactly.
But there again, we have, why is this guy playing psychologist then?
He's not playing psychologist, Phil. He is a doctor who has been, did you ever see or read the books, really? The television show wasn't as good. Did you ever read Ben Casey books, or the doctor, I think it might have been Dr. Kildare?
No, sir, I did not.
Well, in those books, it was a doctor, a very young doctor, who was familiar with the problems of his patients, and he went beyond the internal medicine that he practiced and went to the very heart of being a doctor, you see, and so of being a person. And I think that's what Dr. Phil is doing. I think he's just being a friend, and sometimes friends don't have all the answers, and sometimes friends need answers from us as their friends.
What advice would you give him?
Yeah, you said you talked to him.
Yes, I did talk to him.
He gave you advice. So what advice would you respond to him with?
Well, I would, if he asked me, is it all right to have sex with a girl that is drunk? I think that the answer to that is that if he's asking, I trust his instincts. If he's asking, that means he must have been in that situation. And if he is desirous, I would have to say it's okay in his case. I think it's case by case.
It's okay for Dr. Phil to have sex with a drunk female?
Yes, I think so, because I would trust him. I think that he is trustworthy. I think Dr. Phil, if a woman is not unconscious, but if she is inebriated or drunk or laying in a state that one would consider to be, inebriated, and Dr. Phil was going to have sex with her, I would say it's okay for Dr. Phil because, again, I trust him. Now, if you were to ask me if it was a different individual, if it was a person that I didn't have a very high regard for, I'd say no.
But, you see, here's the problem that I'm having, and maybe some of maybe, Margaret, you're anticipating.
Yes, well, the question here, Dean, is why would he be in that situation?
Well, yeah, why would Dr. Phil be standing there with a drunk girl laying on bed, you know?
Well, Phil, are you telling me that Dr. Phil can't go out on a date and a girl has too much to drink and she may be laying sick and he's wondering? I would say...
If that was your daughter...
If it was my daughter, I would say if it was Dr. Phil, I'd say you go ahead and enjoy yourself. I would say, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Dean Wheeler with us here, Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445, as we talk with him here about the tweet, you know, that Dr. Phil had there concerning having sex with a drunk girl. Would you or would you not? And it's pretty, I'd say, basic. It's a pretty basic question. And I don't know. What would you do? Our number is 855-500-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Back with Dean Wheeler on this question by Dr. Phil. And he's saying Dr. Phil was asking the question because he really didn't know himself. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Phil Henry Show here at 855-500-7445. What did I say?
Dirk said 7.
No, 855-500-7445. And online at philhenryshow.com with a backstage pass, you get a podcast of tonight's show. You also get a video cast in the archive of tonight's show, 5,000 hours of archived audio and all kinds of video. And it's what we call our BSP family, a very a crazy bunch of people that have been hanging with me for years. This show is 23 years old this month. 23 years old this month, and we have collected along the way a lot of very nice people, some strange people, but very, very nice people. Dean Wheeler on the line with us, and I don't mean you, Dean. You've been one of our many guests, and we do appreciate the many things that you have said on our program.
Well, I understand, you know, tonight's topic, Phil, is one that, you know, I take to heart because it's a personal topic for me. I know Dr. Phil. I think he's a good man.
No, I know you know Dr. Phil, and he's a good man, but I just wonder why a guy like him with his credentials, why he would need to ask the advice of his listeners. Is it okay to have sex with a drunk girl? Why would a guy like that, a Dr. Phil who's written book after book, who's done show after show, who's done tape after tape, why would a guy like that need to ask a question like that? And that's where we're going with this. Let's go to a phone call here. We got Larry. Whoa! Turn that down. Hey, Larry, how you doing? It's Phil Henry here along with Dean Wheeler. Larry?
Yeah, Phil, listen, I want to talk to Dean. I just want to ask a question here. What? You know, I've got three daughters myself.
Hold on for a minute because you're on a street with... There's another car out there that's got a car alarm going. Hold on, you got to either get into an area where it's a little bit quieter.
I understand, Phil. I'm trying to. I want to ask your guest here tonight. What is that? My car.
What is it with these calls that we? Is this a certain street in town or something like that?
What?
I get calls occasionally from the same street where there's a car getting busted into.
I don't know. It just sounded like a car alarm to me. I want to ask your guest here. It's Dean, right? Yeah, Dean Wheeler. I'm sorry. Say that again. My name is Dean Wheeler, sir. Yes, how are you?
No, I'm doing good. My question for you, Dean, is the simplest question of all, and I think Phil asked it, and I don't think that you answered it, or maybe you did. If that was your daughter laying there, and Dr. Phil was leaning over her, trying to make up his mind if he wanted to have sex with her or not, I'd like to know...
Boy, I'm telling you, somebody better take a sledgehammer to that car.
Well, is it the same car?
Are you asking me a question?
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
I want to know from this guy you got on your program, and I'll hang up and listen. If Dr. Phil was leaning over your daughter, okay? I got the gist of your question, sir. I got the gist of your question. You want to know if that was my daughter and it was Dr. Phil, a man that I trust and I know, would it be all right if he had sex with her?
Yeah, but I want you to answer that question, that specific question. If Dr. Phil was leaning over her glowering, all right?
I don't know. You didn't say glowering.
Well, I'm saying it now. If he was leaning over her glowering.
Okay, thanks. And hang up and listen, okay?
Well, no, I want to know what the guy's answer is.
I can't take that car phone going, or that car alarm going off much longer, all right? Thank you very much. So, Dean, you got the question, so go ahead and answer.
Well, first of all, I think that man had a little bit of an agenda. As he called up, he sounded a bit exercised. He asked me if that was my daughter. and it was Dr. Phil, I think I already indicated that I would say yes.
No, but he had a very specific question. He said if it was Dr. Phil leaning over your daughter and glowering.
What does glowering mean?
That's my question. What does glowering mean?
Well, I think what he was trying to set up here in your mind was not just a situation where you're, you know, Dr. Phil's going to have sex with your daughter, but he is he's standing over her. What is that?
Yeah, I called back because I just checked on that car alarm. It's not mine.
That's fine, sir. Bud, put the guy on. I don't want to listen to that loud-ass, excuse my language, street, okay?
Yeah, you want to find out about glowering.
Well, I'm going to answer the question about glowering. If you want me to answer about glowering, I'm happy to do that. I'm with you, Phil. I can't listen to the noise that was coming from the man's car or from the man's street.
All right. So go ahead, answer.
Well, if Dr. Phil was leaning over my daughter with a look on his face of hateful lust, I would still, knowing the man that I know, I would still have to say, I know it's ridiculous to say, but I think we are talking about Dr. Phil. And when you're talking about a man that America trusts and has trusted for a lot of years, a man who has the good housekeeping seal of approval from Oprah Winfrey, and that's about as good as it gets, I think it goes without saying that he is going to be a man that, a lot of people are going to trust, and a lot of people are, and I put my faith in that.
Yeah, I know, but you just said that if he was standing over her with a glowering look of hateful lust, for God's sake. Now, that is a pretty, that's a pretty scary-sounding thing. And I dare say that that's not even Dr. Phil any longer. All right, what is this guy again?
Yeah, he says he's off the street.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm in a restaurant right now. I'm going to get myself a bowl of Lipton soup. And I want to ask this guy, so what if he was glowering? And
he already answered the question, okay?
Yeah, I already answered it.
Well, I was parking my car and I was getting into a restaurant to get a bowl of Lipton soup.
That's great. The answer to the, go ahead and answer the question again.
You want me to answer the question?
Yes.
Well, I said, and what is your name, sir?
My name's Larry. My name's Larry. Larry.
All right, Larry, this is Dean. My answer to the question was very simply, it's Dr. Phil. And
what does that mean, Dr. Phil?
Hold on, let him answer.
What it means is that we've given this man our trust, we've given this man our belief, and he's not served us poorly.
So now I'm going to serve up my daughter on a platter. Is that what I do? I serve up my daughter on a platter to a guy that stands there, red-faced, sweating.
Well, we don't know. We don't know what he looks like.
Well, we don't know what he looks like when he's about to...
Okay, that's a dumb comment. That's a dumb comment. We don't know what he looks like when he's about to sleep with your drunk daughter. I would tell you, any guy that wants to sleep with a drunk woman, and he himself is just making her acquaintance that night, I think that guy deserves a jail cell someplace.
See, I think that's exactly the kind of hate that Dr. Phil has encountered.
You know, the way you say things, sir, it tightens my jaws and it makes me want to come right through this phone. Okay?
I can't control that, sir. I can't control your anger.
I've got three daughters of my own. And when I listen to you, making excuses for Dr. Phil standing over my daughter sweating with his pants undone.
All right, thank you very much for your call, Larry. I appreciate it, and have yourself that Lipton soup. We're talking here with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center about the tweet there from Dr. Phil, would you have sex with a drunk girl or not? I'll tell you what I really think was going on here. I think it was a very bad question. It was a poorly placed question. It was one of those moral dilemmas that I think are interesting to ponder. I think Dr. Phil knows the answer. I think that he's not about to give the answer there on Twitter because he wants to know what people think. If he gives an opinion one way or the other, he's going to shade the answers.
I don't. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Well, it's very simply this. Online polls, online surveys, online questions of yes, no, what do you think? Are always driven, the opinions that are expressed are always driven by the opinion of the host. You could take a look at any opinion, for instance, that's on the O'Reilly Show, for instance.
Yeah, everybody always supports O'Reilly.
Do you mind? I'm listening. Do you mind?
Yeah, just hold on, bud. You take any opinion on the O'Reilly show, or any opinion on any show, and it's always going to reflect the opinion of the host. Like, what do you think about this, that, or something else? 98%. Oh, and it just so happens to agree with the guy who's the host. You're always going to see that. And I think what he was doing here, Dr. Phil, was he was not injecting his own opinion into this.
Well, that's a lot of clever thinking, as you like to say, or one of your guests I heard. I responded to what
What are you trying to say here?
Well, with the clever thinking.
Okay, so you think that's clever thinking?
I think it's a lot of clever talk. Yeah. Oh well, you know, Dr. Phil, and why? What are you talking about? That's too clever. You know.
It is a little clever, Phil. You know what he means by clever? Is it's just why don't you have the opinion that the rest of us have?
What's that?
Well, that Dr. Phil really is trying to open up an educated discussion on whether it's all right
to have sex with a drunk girl.
Yes.
What about you, Margaret?
Would I have sex with a drunk girl? Are you ready for him?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Talking about lesbianism and everything?
I don't think Phil meant that, but it came out bad, Phil. And
no, that didn't come out bad. I'm asking you, Margaret, if you were drunk, would you want a guy to have sex with you?
If his name was Frank Gray, yes. How dare you?
All right.
Well, see, ask a stupid question, Phil.
You get a dumb answer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, okay. Let me tell you something. There's nothing dumb about that question.
Well, you're asking me, would I mind if a man...
No. I'm just asking you, if it was you, and all things being equal, and maybe you were single, you know what I'm saying? I'm asking you to just step outside of your role as a mother and a wife and just be a woman for a second. And what would you think about a guy on a date? Because that's what I think he's talking about here.
Well, you said you wouldn't.
No, I would not. First of all, I don't want to run the risk of anybody screaming rape at the end of the night. You understand? See, I'm not that dumb. I'm not that stupid. There's guys that are so stupid. And when I say stupid, I mean, you know, first of all, sure, they've got the rapist mentality. In other words, they'd go after any woman that was helpless, that didn't say no, but couldn't really resist. They wouldn't bat an eye. They'd do it. Okay. That's what they are. That's just they've got that kind of, I think, hatred toward women. But that goes without saying, and that's nothing that I think is either stupid or not stupid. I think that's just kind of the pathology. What I'm talking about is that same jackass is going to do that knowing that she's going to call a cop, possibly.
Yeah, that's why all those guys kill them.
Well, yeah, a lot of them do, and a lot of them don't. A lot of them just are, you know, compelled by the thing that they are. But I'm talking about just regular dumbass guys out there in the world like me. And I think that the answer is probably pretty obvious. All right, we'll be back here on the Phil Henry Show. Dean Wheeler, thank you very much for contributing on the program. So Dr. Phil's tweet, what else you got, bud?
I've got the guy that got suspended for drugs and Edward Snowden.
Edward Snowden. Okay, so we'll talk about Edward Snowden in another hour here, and not in another hour, in a few minutes on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445. And remember, backstage pass to philhenryshow.com is really the fast track into the world of the Phil Henry Show, one of the most rapidly evolving, revolutionary, ever-changing, ever-boss, ever-groovy kind of things going on radio today. Is it a talk show? Is it a satire? Is it spoken word? Is it unspoken word? Is it telepathy? We don't know. We don't care. Does it transcend radio at times? Join us, become a backstage pass holder, and watch as, who knows, man, I may metamorphosize his eyes or mutate to tate. I don't know what the word is.
I think it's just metamorphosize.
Into a bug here on the program. That was a Franz Kafka short story, which is completely over the head of the audience, and I apologize. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, and philhenryshow.com.
Woo!
Hey, it's the Phil Henry Show here on this, what is this now? This is Tuesday night. And this is week two of our reboot, and this is show number 7 of the reboot here, and we're very, very grateful and very happy to be with you. And I'm accompanying Ms. Bobby Dooley into the studio tomorrow for her podcast with none other than Henry Rollins, one of the great iconic figures in not only rock and roll, but modern, in the contemporary expression of the interior landscape that we call art. Okay.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, I just think that that's a little too heady for Henry Rollins. I think just keep it basic.
Yeah, all right. Well, in any event, Henry Rollins with Bobby Dooley. This week we'll drop as a podcast. Bobby's back with her podcast. Mm-hmm. The Bobby Dooley podcast. And then later on tonight, Margaret, you got One Direction. Is that it?
Yeah, I want to talk about this group, One Direction. I'm interested in it. I have a niece, and a lot of the gals that I know have daughters, and they are just crazy over this group. Now, I know that there are a lot of different teeny bopper and the different teen groups. There was, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, excuse me. Why do you... Phil, when are you going to get used to the fact that I had some veggie burgers earlier?
Yeah, you don't have to belch it up.
Well, about a bit.
Well, listen to you. Blah, 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 blah. What?
I said, what about a veggie burger going to make you do that?
I don't know, but you know what it was? It was the Pepsi. It was the Diet Pepsi.
Okay. I mean, can you wait?
How do you wait on something like that? How do you wait on something? So I'll wait, Phil, and then I'll allow that gas to build, and it blows my throat right out of my neck like that thing that came out of John Hurt's stomach.
Yeah, it's probably true.
The thing that came out of John Hurt's stomach in Alien, that's what's going to happen to your throat, huh?
Go ahead and laugh.
Well, you know, you and your... In any event, what about One Direction?
Forget it.
No, I'm not forgetting. What about them?
It's a bunch of guys that the teens like. I don't know.
Yeah, I like the Spice Girls.
No, they're not like the Spice Girls, you moron.
Well, if you don't want to say...
They're like the Spice Girls except they're boys.
They're like the Spice Girls except they're boys. Well, we're going to talk about One Dimension, or One Direction, excuse me, not One Dimension, One Direction, which is another phenomenal, yeah, I mean, look, how many have there been? I mean, down to the years, there's always the teen phenom, man, and, you know, from the Jackson 5 to, I was looking at a video the other night of the Osmonds. And, you know, I got to tell you, I was not a fan of the Osmonds because by the time they became popular, I never would have been a fan of the Osmonds because they were too much for girls. And I was a young man, and I made damn sure that I didn't like anything my sister liked, you know.
Why is that?
Because I didn't want to like anything my sister liked. I didn't, you know, what do you think? If you're a boy and you got a sister, the last thing you want to do is be identified with anything that she's identified with because that's just the way boys are, you know.
Yeah, my sister, I don't like nothing she liked.
Like, what did your sister like?
Black people.
Yeah, that's why you don't like black people.
That's why you don't like black... What do you mean, black people?
Yeah, well, you got a black girlfriend.
Yeah, I got a black girlfriend.
Okay, so you like black people.
Now I do.
So you didn't like black people because your sister did. So you're reacting to that.
Yeah, pretty much. She liked a lot of the groups and everything. And she liked El DeBarge. And,
El DeBarge? Man, that's a long time. That's 30 years ago, man.
Well, I don't know.
How old's your sister?
60.
Get out of here.
Just kidding.
Your sister is 60.
He's joking. All right, so yeah, there's one direct, but I mean, you know, yeah, the Osmonds, then you move on up down through the years, then it was Wham, okay? Wham was like teen, man, that was teeny bopper. George Michael, all that, man. And then was, hell, I don't know, whatever else.
When you're talking about the 80s?
Yeah, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was it for a long time. And then the early 90s, it was God knows what, Salt and Pepper. I don't know, man. A lot of the groups, a lot of the girls like the girl groups, too. You know, they dig, like Spice Girls. I remember my stepdaughter, Catherine, was just nuts over the Spice Girls, man. We had to go, I took her to see that movie. You know, her mom and I took her to see that Spice Girls movie. What a piece of crap. And the reason why I say piece of crap isn't because it was teen. I knew it was going to be a teen thing. But it was a ripoff because they only sang... They didn't even sing a whole song, you know?
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm telling you, the whole movie that the Spice Girls did was just some jackball. Even, you know, when the Beatles came out with their movies and any kind of rock and roll band movie, they're doing some goofy stuff. It's always a comedy, okay? It's never a drama. I mean, it's a comedy, you know.
Yeah, we mean a drama.
What do I mean, a drama?
Talking about Mel is not funny. Ow.
Well, why would it be a drama?
I don't know, man. I mean, if you take a rock and roll group, like Quadrophenia. Quadrophenia was kind of dramatic. Quadrophenia was dramatic. That was a rock and roll movie, and that was and it had the music of The Who, and it was very dramatic. You know, Tommy was a sort of a fantastic thing, but these teeny kind of movies are all comedies, man, whether it's, you know, Hard Day's Night or Help, any of that jazz. All right, so I expected that from the Spice Girls.
Yeah, but what about a drama?
I just got done telling you, man, okay?
Well, what are you getting upset about, Phil?
You guys are going back and forth with drama, comedy, drama, comedy. I'm just trying to tell you that now we're out of time. Thanks a lot.
Well, you should say it faster.
Yeah, I'll say it faster.
Yeah, I'll say it faster. How about if I just knock you cold, man, and then I start talking?
Well.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. All right, folks, stick around. Stay tuned, because who knows? One of these days, you know, I may just finish that story. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. In any event, it was a lousy movie. I don't recommend it if you ever see it come up on cable, which I doubt seriously that you will, because what the hell? I mean, they're going to show the cable, you know, what's... I don't understand it. All right, world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. See you on the other side, brother, with more talk about that, this, and something else.
Jeez.